Everybody, introducing the Rosewill Gaming PC. Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons. And this is the podcast you all love. So, I am so happy to announce that I do have my gaming PC up and running now. This podcast is going to be all about it, and I think that you all are going to love and learn all about this PC. I got this for Easter. My grandma got it for me. So, Grandma, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for this PC. I love it. I don't know how much longer I'll be playing my Xbox, which I might sometimes because I do have a few games on there that I could play, but I feel like I could just play these games on here. Like, I may try to get, like, a steering wheel setup kind of thing so I could play, like, Forza Horizon 5 because I have that on my Xbox, so I could probably just download it on here if I really wanted to. But, of course, it may be a lot of storage. I want to save all the storage for any games that I might need. But, anyway, this is a really, really nice PC. It's very, very... It's the fastest I've seen before. Now, of course, y'all may not think that it is fast because y'all might have faster PCs than mine. But, I mean, this one, it's fast. Like, it literally installed Discord like that. Literally that quick. It was... insane. I cannot believe my eyes when I saw that. Sorry, my Nearboot is texting me right now. Now let me just do a voice text. Hang on. After my podcast. But anyway. So, I love this PC. It's really, really good. I want to talk about all the specs of the PC so y'all can kind of learn a little bit more about it. It's called a Rosewill, which y'all probably may have not heard that name before. I've not heard the name before, but I think it's owned by a brand new company. I'll have to look it up. Rosewill Gaming PC. Let's see. A company did buy it. I know that. Rosewill. I think a company. Newegg. I think that might be who bought it. Oh, it's still. No, never mind. Hang on. So actually, it's owned by Newegg, if y'all know who that is. Yeah, I didn't know Rosewill still had their own website. It looks like they make other products that are electronics. Like, they have power supply, server components, and fans that you may need for your PC. It doesn't look like they have, add-on cards. I wonder if you go on this website, it may tell you, hey, this will fit all... Yes, there's no products. I don't know why. Anyway, I do use Opera GX. Opera GX, it just looks really, really cool. We also gonna talk about it. So, my PC has an Intel Core i7, which is pretty good for gaming, I'm not gonna lie. But you can laugh at the video card I got, which I am going to upgrade at some point once I get enough money, or if I get it as like a gift for like Christmas, which I know it's still a good amount of ways away because today's April 9th, 2024. So that's still about 9 months from now. But I really, really want a new video card. I want the NVIDIA, so this is what I want. I either want a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060, or I really, really want, which is $1,000, a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090. Those are, or 4080, those are expensive, though. Those are like $1,000. That's like the 3060s or 3090s or whatever. Those are like $300, which that is, it's just crazy how much a video card could be. But y'all can laugh at how much, or what my video card is. It is a NVIDIA GeForce 760. Yep, you heard me. It is a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 760. Hey, shut up. Stop laughing at me. No! Stop! No! Oh, those idiots, I swear. I'm just kidding. That's just my soundboard. April Fools. But anyway, that is my video card. So let me tell you what games run well and like how well they perform when I play. So let's start with Fortnite. I'm sure everybody's gonna want to know about Fortnite. It does good. It does pretty good. Usually when you like start playing the game, it may lag a little bit. But like once you actually start playing, it kind of gets okay. It doesn't drop any frames really. Sometimes it does lag here and there, but not like terrible lags. That's how well it runs. So Roblox runs really well. Roblox, it does have a few FPS drops, but like barely, not really. Sometimes it does not a lot. By the way, I am recording this podcast on my PC right now, just want to let you know. Yeah, that's right. Yes, I'm not sitting on my PC. That'd be stupid. I wonder if I could sit on it, but I'm not gonna risk it, because this is something I've been wanting for a long time. I've always wanted I really wanted a gaming laptop. But a gaming PC, I feel like actually the gaming PC was a better choice, because you can always customize it anytime you want. Because PCs, if you want to upgrade something, you can just customize it by just buying something, and then you can take it to Best Buy. I think it's $40 for them to put a component in there, which is a little bit of a ripoff, not a ripoff, but like it's just kind of weird to pay for something for them to just put a component in there when you can just do it yourself. But I mean, it's all right. It'll do. But anyway, it's really, really neat. I see all my fans going and all that, and it's nice. I think the PC is really, really good. All right, Call of Duty, I'm sure everybody's going to know about that. Call of Duty runs very, very good. The only problem is it only stays at 30 FPS. I'll give you an update if I can see how well it does. It does not go up to 60 frames with the video card that I have at the moment. But once I upgrade it, of course, it will probably go up to 100, like 200 something FPS. I do want to get a new monitor so I can get smoother display and maybe get like a better quality. All right, next, Minecraft. Minecraft does run really well. I played it for like a few minutes. Nothing, no lags, really. I don't think there isn't really any lags. No FPS drops or anything like that. Fall Guys runs as smooth as day. It's no FPS drops, good quality. It just had really, really good quality. Nothing to worry about on Fall Guys. Fall Guys is really, really good. Rocket League, I do have installed, but I have not played. Rocket League, I have not. I've installed it, but I've not played it yet. Which I will probably, I'll let y'all know, like, in the next podcast, like, how well it does. I'm not testing it out yet, but according to Terra Prisma, which is, I've done a podcast with them on Rocket League versus Rocket League Swipe. You can go listen to it. It's really, really good. Something about it is that it's hard to play on PC, which Terrapresso, he just hooks up the controller to his PC, or not his PC, his laptop. He has a Predator laptop. It's a Predator Helios 300. I don't know what model mine is. All I know, the brand is Roswell. That's all I know about my PC. But it's a good PC. I do have all the launchers I need. So I have Epic Games Launcher, Minecraft Launcher, Steam, Battle.net for Call of Duty. Metal is good. I'll tell you what Metal is. Metal is a clipping software. And basically, I think you have to have it open while you're playing. But as long as you have Metal open, if you go into like Fortnite, it will say on the top left while your game is loading in, it will say, Metal is ready to clip Fortnite. So you actually press F8. You press F8 to clip. You can go to the settings and the default is 15 seconds. So it records the last 15 seconds of your gameplay when you press the button. F7 is to take a screenshot, but you do have to turn that setting on, which I will show you how to do that here in just a second. What else? But Metal's good. You can share it with your friends. They do have a mobile app you can download, so you can watch all your clips on your phone. It's good. I really, 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 really suggest that y'all download it. And yeah. Any other games? Oh, Poppy Playtime. It was good. It ran pretty smooth. The graphics were good. It did have a few FPS. It did have some FPS drops, which is okay. It still ran pretty well. Project Playtime does the same thing. I feel like Project Playtime just did a little bit worse performance, but not by a lot, but it still did pretty good. Probably because it's like multiplayer and all that. But let me go and tell you how to use Metal. Of course, I do have my Discord on here. I would play Rocket League right now, but it will probably cut out all my audio, kind of like how it usually does. Like, my audio can lag out sometimes whenever there's like a video playing or anything like that. So I'm just going to go ahead and I'll just tell you the next podcast on how well it did. I'm launching Metal right now just to show y'all how to customize your things. But yeah, Metal is good. Y'all should download it. They're not sponsored. Just want to let you know if y'all are wondering. So all you do Let's see, I'm trying to remember. Okay. On the left side of your screen, you'll see settings at the very bottom. You just click that. Then you go to clips and recording, and it will ask you. It will show like the general recording. So under clips and recordings and settings, you'll see clipping, hotkeys. It will ask you, you can customize what key you want for clipping. And next to that, you'll see the length. So the minimum is 15, which that is the default. The highest you can do is 20 minutes of gameplay. That's really, really long. You're going to instant screenshots. You can turn on instant screenshots, and that'll be used with F7, but of course you can just change it. And you go to quality, it's under clipping hotkeys. It will show you like the different presets of like like the quality that you want your clipping to be. So it's potato mode. Lower end PCs and faster uploads. It will be 360p, 24 FPS. So not that good. Standard performance and fast sharing, 720p at 60fps, high quality, higher quality and slower uploads, 1080p at 60fps. I have mine on a high quality. I do have 100, my PC does come with 465 gigabytes. So that's a good bit, especially for how many games I got. Because I got Rocket League, I got Fall Guys, I got Minecraft, I got Call of Duty, I got Fall Guys, Rocket League, Roblox, Fall Guys, Rocket League, Roblox, Fortnite, Call of Duty, Minecraft, Poppy Playtime, Project Playtime as well. And yeah. But yeah. So my PC is good overall. I'll say that. But yeah. That's really gonna be it for today. Thank you so much for listening to This Is How We Press Buttons. I really, 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 really appreciate you taking your time to listen to this. And yeah. Have a great day, everybody, and I hope that y'all have a nice one. All right, peace out, Roskies.